How is everyone doing tonight? It's Friday night in Ohio.
So good to see you guys again. I love this sign in front that says Depression Scrunchies.
Yes. Well, that sign is being held by one of our premium sponsors. Get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD stat. There she is.
Yes.
Oh.
Mayor. Oh, and she has
Mayor.
She has
Betsy
an assertive.
MD.
Wow.
So good to be here. The only problem is we do not have the smell of pizza in here tonight.
Yes.
We love this theater. We're at the Newport Music Hall today. Thanks for having us again, Newport Music
Hall.
Yeah,
thanks for having us back.
I walked in and said, where's the smell of pizza? What the fuck is happening in here? And he said, you can always go to Blaze next door. And I was like, we're out. We're done.
We need pizza in our nostrils at all times. So we flew in this morning from Detroit, which was really cool. And we had a great show last night. Everyone up there was really cool. And one of our listeners who we met there, she's really cool. She has a candle business. Okay, her name is Stephanie Cicluna. And so she made us these awesome candles.
Well, say the name of the business, not her name. What, are they going to look her up on the phone?
I mean, I was going to get to that.
Moonbeams Wax Melts. Now, we're mentioning her because this shit is no joke, okay? She has all these, like, Housewives-inspired smells. And she gave us March's iced coffee with Snickers creamer.
Yeah. All the candles have these fun, they all have these fun names. So we go to the airport today, and we go through security, and they're like, whose bag is this? I was like, it's my, well, both of us. We were both on separate machines, and we both got pulled over by TSA. So I'm over in mine, waiting for
my Don't worry, it's not terrorism. It's just a little glass hard thing that says, I'll fucking kill you.
I know. So there's two TSA agents. They're looking at these candles, and they're, like, giving me these looks, and they're sort of, like, laughing. And the one guy, he looks at me and goes, so you ever go to the Roundup? And I was like... And I was like, what?
No, but I come there all the time. So.
And I was like, I didn't hear him. I was like, what did you say? He goes, oh, you know, the Roundup. You know, like a motorcycle Roundup? And I was like, oh. So then I'm like, what are you talking about? And he shows me the candle. And on the candle, the label of the candle says, your husband gets his dick sucked at the Roundup.
And I was like, wow, thank God. Of course I get the one that's coffee and Snickers, and he gets...
I got another one, too. And then the lady, she's cracking up. She goes, these are good candles. And she shows me, and the next candle says, are people doing coke in your bathroom?
And the thing is, the smell was so accurate. I mean, the coffee and the... Like, you can smell a little Snickers in there, which was really weird. His was just... pure sperm. I mean, it was just like a Pine Sol freshener trying to cover sperm. I mean, amazing work.
I just love that this TSA guy thought there was a candle that was the scent of someone going to a motorcycle rally and getting his dick sucked.
I mean, there's a new business. There's a way to replace your pizza oven. Right there.
Right there.
Also, this town is very, you know, speaking of getting your dick sucked at the Roundup, I realized a long time ago I'm too old for Grindr. Like, I just don't understand, like, computer fucking. Like, I'm not good at computer-initiated fucking, you know? Like, yeah. There's something real life. I need to, like, sniff you or I don't know what it is. But then I realized I'm just old, you know? And we were driving around tonight and just seeing all the gay pride flags. It's like little, that's my Grindr. It's like there's someone who likes dick.
Yeah.
There's someone else who likes, this is a dick infested block. I'm loving this town.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the person who checked us in at the hotel, that person, they were like Andrea from Summer House. This person had the shirt just all the way open down to here and was like, welcome. Did you see this?
Where was it?
At the hotel today. I think you went upstairs or something, but this person came out from the back and was like, hi, and the shirt was just out like this.
I didn't, but there was a queen there because I said, hey, I'm sorry, I locked my hotel key in the room, because of course I did. The first thing I did. I was like, I'm going to go out into the hallway. Wait a minute. So I went down there and I said, hey, I locked my key in the room. And he went, girl.
It's probably the same one. It's probably the same guy.
But this is my town. I mean, this is like, before we had location services, this is how you found dick. Also, the home of Wonder Bread, is it? Because we passed. I was like, the Wonder Bread is even gay here? I love this town.
Yeah.
The Wonder Bread, the White Castle corporate headquarters. I mean, do you want, just go pack my shit up and get it over here immediately. How did I not know about any of this?
But Wonder Bread's not here anymore, which means it is actually the gayest kind, because it's like self-loathing. It's like, yeah. Wait a second, I'm gay, but I'm also all about carbs. This can't work.
We're going out of business, but we'll let gays live inside of us forever and transfer into lofts. Gay lofts.
Wonder Bread lofts.
So here we are talking about all these carbs with Real Housewives of New Jersey coming to us.
Yes.
Very exciting times.
An episode
celebrating Hungary. And an anorexia episode at the same time. It's weird. It's very difficult writing a title for this one. I'm going to tell you.
Trying to be appropriate. Well, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to talk about. I'm Ben, that's Ronnie.
This thing only recognizes my face at certain angles. Don't lie to your facial recognition, okay? Don't do your facial recognition like you do a selfie, because I have to, like, hold it up, like,
Your iPad is that person you meet at a cocktail party who always pretends like they remember you, but they don't. Like, oh, you, oh.
They have to look at you sideways, like this iPad. The hole's all the way on the side. Like,
remind me how we know each other. Oh, from the high angle, okay.
Oh, God, okay. Scroll up. So, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Previously on the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Blink, 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 blink.
Wow, I can't believe you're going to be 75 years old. I want to do something special for your birthday, Mom.
I know, Mom.
Hey, are you kids excited to move in with Louie?
Louie is one mouth.
I have never gotten ice cream with my kids in my life.
You're asking your husband to ask my boyfriend to ask my husband about boyfriend questions about my husband about my boyfriend?
Let's play ball at Maimonides.
If she had on my leggings, her ass wouldn't jiggle like that.
She's getting very distasteful.
And seen. So just in case that you guys forgot what this season was built around, we open with a sign of Tenafly.
Tenafly, land of 1,000 gossips, and Serena.
Tenafly, land of 1,000 Serenas. Have you talked to the Serena at the bakery?
Serena at the bakery was talking to Serena at the Tenafly DMV, and she saw other Serena going to the gym with a fourth Serena. I don't want to say anything, but let me tell you something. Sixth Serena was very upset.
So we start with like... Dong, 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 dong,
dong, dong. Wacky times in New Jersey.
Jackie's boiling water at her house. Dong, 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 dong. Which she literally was. She's like, here's the best thing I know how to make. And it was she was boiling water.
Yeah, she was making ramen and she covered it with a box of pasta. It felt like a very strange interpretation of many things.
Sometimes I'm so glad my mom wasn't on this show. It's like, here's the best thing I know how to make. Look. Don't tell me tannins aren't good for babies.
Look at this face.
Then we see, we go over to Jen's house where she's down in like the subterranean basketball court getting its once every 3 year use. She's throwing she throws a basketball. She's like, get in the hoop, baby.
We're gonna play a little game called baby. Every time you get a basket, you get a letter. B. A. B. What? Baby!
You know, I thought about Jennifer today because there was actually a very strange story about a fox on Capitol Hill, baby, this week. Did anyone hear about that? There was a rabid fox attacking people on Capitol Hill. And I just was thinking about Jennifer Aiden being like, everyone in Washington, D.C., be careful. There's a fox on the block. By the way, I have to say, I'm leaving my phone on because I want to normally turn it off, but the last time I left it on, Dolores called in, you know? So, she didn't call us, but like my cousin in New Jersey ran into Dolores, so I feel like it's bad luck. I feel like it's bad luck for me to turn my phone off, so I'm just going to keep it on in case, like, my cousin runs into, I don't know, like, Danielle Staub or something.
Let's move up, you know? We need to have your cousin move in an upward trajectory. Let's not go backwards with the Crappens calls. So then we go to Teresa on the phone with Louie.
Hi, Louie,
I was like, oh, my God. When do you get to the point in your relationship where you're just like, hey, yeah. Because that's love, you know? Like, why are you calling me right now? You know I'm at the fucking grocery store. That's love. When you're still saying, like, you're not ready to move in yet, okay?
So he's like, hey, babe. How you doing, babe?
She's like,
I felt my lower lip moving today, so I made a doctor's appointment to make sure that my happens again. I can't wait to move in with you.
I can't wait either. It's been 8 episodes of them packing one box a day. We had a bow montage. I'm surprised we didn't get like a shoelace, recycling cans montage.
So then Marge is with her mom, and Marge is like, Ma, I'm making coffee. We know, Marge. Jesus Christ. Fucking no.
Yeah.
I desperately need some coffee, Marge.
Well, I'm getting ready for your party. Can you believe it? Like, you're going to be 75
I
years
old.
I cannot believe it right now. Okay. I want to go over the details about who's coming, okay? Because the manor is making a big Hungarian menu for you, okay? Mm. We're going to have a Hungarian violinist. Mm. Not on the menu. He will be alive. You know.
It's going to be all Hungarian. Goulash strings and sex swings, we're calling. You're the right mother, you little slut.
And then she tells us her mom's story. She's like, my mom was born in Hungary in 1965. My mother was only 10 years old. It was the Hungarian Revolution. My mother would be harassed. And then finally, she rode her bicycle across the border.
That's the cutest escape story I've ever heard.
I was like, oh, it's Marge Sr. Because, you know, even at like 6 years old, she was like, I'm coming for you, boy.
Also, they showed footage of like tanks, like all this like war footage. And I was like, that says something if this is only like the 6th scariest thing we've seen on this show.
She's like, well, you know, they fled to Austria and got on a plane. And since they came to America on Christmas Eve, President Eisenhower gave my mom a little doll. I'm like, that is so sweet. Now you come here and they're like, here's your IRS forms, motherfucker. Give us half of everything.
I put a little seafoam shirt on it. It's beautiful. So,
I just can't imagine leaving everything behind, you know? I mean, you don't just cover your dressing room in snakeskin and then leave.
Oh, Margaret. She's trying to also get a leaving things behind montage like Teresa, but not quite getting it.
A what
Leaving things behind.
She had to leave all of her little baptism bows. It was very, very sad.
So she's setting up this whole party, and she is every table at the party. She's named something that's like vaguely, well, no, it's like Hungarian, but like I looked at the list of all the table names, and they were like, the Budapest Babes, the Vampire Vixens, the Gorgeous Gabors, the Perky Palinkas. The Houdini Hotties. I'm like, you know, I feel like...
She's stretching.
She's stretching.
Sexy strudels. Okay, that one can be potatoes, potatoes. I really don't even care. There's a lot of potatoes in her. Rhyme potato with something. Put it on the fucking table. What do you want from me?
European Union reunion. I don't know.
Hungary Hungross. I don't care. Just put it on the table. All right, we've got a lot of people coming. And the mom's like, who's coming? She's like, well, of course your friends. Just kidding. It's all my friends. But not Teresa. Fuck her. Fuck Teresa, all right?
Yeah, and actually she's invited Jennifer because they're now on good terms. And she's like, you know what? Like, I'm very excited that Jennifer and Bill are coming. You know, because Bill, he's a good man. He's a very good man. I just want him to come to the party and have a good time and maybe address the fact that he cheated on her ass a long time ago, okay?
Mom, I hope you don't mind, but Bill might come to the party. So we've got bushes put all over the party just in case he needs to hide behind something if something gets ugly.
So
she's like, I know things didn't end well on Guy's Night. You know, Joe came home with a mustard stain on his spearmint shirt. Now I have to buy him something else I hate so he doesn't look too handsome when he goes out without me.
So then we go over to Teresa's house, and she's in, like, this closet we've never even seen before. It's a pantry or something, and she's just, like, rummaging through all these boxes. She's, like, trying to move a coffee machine. There's, like, a little metal rabbit, you know, and she's like,
hey, I don't think that we're ever going to use this. Are we going to stuff some sausages at all? Should we give away the sausage maker?
Yeah, what are we going to do with the sausage stuffer? We don't use that, right?
Do we need the blender for anything? Hey, what's this? What's this?
It's a spatula, Mom.
Oh.
Dolores is going to come take all this stuff to the women's shelter.
I'm like, I can't wait to see the reaction at the women's shelter when they get a sausage stuffer. Like, thanks.
But living on the street, thank God I can stuff a sausage.
Will work for a stuffed sausage, you know.
So she's like, yeah, we ain't going to stuff sausages, so we give it away.
And then Melania calls.
What the fuck are you doing over there, you dizzy dame, huh? My practice is over. Ain't nobody here to pick me up, huh?
Gia's like, Mom, Melania's stuck somewhere and someone's trying to peddle street sausage on her.
That was fast.
She's like, shit, go get her. So Melania's like, you better not be giving away my sausage stuff or you dumb bitch, I'll find you.
So then Teresa tells us,
I'm moving in a week, and I'm running around with a chicken without a head.
Prepositions matter, everyone. I'm just imagining Teresa's, like, just has this decapitated chicken. She's like, on top of all the other things that are happening, I got this chicken. I don't know what to do with it.
You know, I wrote that in my notes, and then I was going over them, and I'm like, surely I mistyped that.
Oh, man.
I can't be expected to remember everything.
Oh, they kicked me out of Massage Envy when I showed up with my chicken with no head on.
So, let's see. So Dolores is like, oh, my God, look at all this stuff. This is that the sausage stuffer I gave you? It's good, isn't it? That's good.
You want coffee?
Two glass windows pray that Frank has to keep a mask mandate in place even after COVID.
Huh?
Yes, I want some fucking coffee. Give me some coffee.
Well, so then Teresa's asking about how Val is. Val is doing well. She's doing better. And then Dolores is like, remember how I saw David? Remember that at Maimonides? Well, I saw him a couple times since. It's like, oh, okay, great.
And I was waiting for it to go somewhere.
It doesn't really go anywhere. And then she goes, oh, by the way, I need to move on. You know, I wanna do what you're doing, Teresa. I wanna be going on boats and holding dead chickens with no heads on their hands.
I mean, I go on your Instagram, it looks amazing. And then it says, click here, so I do. And then multiple windows pop up telling me I have a virus on my phone. What a glamorous life. Fucking Teresa, you know she does that. She's like, oh my God, something crazy has happened on the OC. Click link in bio. And it's like, your phone's about to explode.
It's just a Louis virus. Oh, your phone! So Teresa's like,
you know what? We need to get away.
As if they weren't at the Jersey Shore last week. My favorite is on these shows when they're like, guys, wow. It's been so stressful in the week and a half since we were down in Turks and Caicos. Let's go somewhere.
And they usually try to come up with some big excuse, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, dog fell off the stairs with no rails and almost died. I sure could use a vacation now. It's usually something. But Dolores is like, I want to go on boats like you.
I want to be where the sausage stuffers are.
So Teresa's like, I want to go with you, but I don't know about the other girls. And then we see a clip of why she's mad, and it's at the base of the softball game. And she's like, you guys got my workout line? And Marjo's like, we're fine.
We're okay.
We're fine.
I didn't like the way that she said that. And that ficus, too.
Tracy?
Yeah. She's up Margaret's ass.
And she said, I text everybody about it because I don't exclude those people already. I'm like, Marge, because you got the invitation for Margaret's party, I wasn't invited.
Dolores just goes, oh. So Teresa's like,
yeah, I think that Marge Senior is great, but like, do I care I'm not invited? No, because I don't want to be around someone that's negative to Louie and me. To me, she's toxic.
Dolores is like, wow, Teresa, I've never heard you string together so many syllables in one sentence. Congratulations.
So then we go over to Melissa and Joe's house. And Joe, of course, is like, hey. Your ass looks good, man.
Yeah, Melissa's like, my ass hurts. I couldn't even sit on the toilet in the morning. Bill just shows up. Tell me about it, sister.
So Tracy and Tiki come over with their child, Tegan, and I was like, oh my God, she's already been canceled. Like, what is she, 5? Bless her heart. So Joe, of course, is like, there he is.
He just goes down into sadness. It's a spiral. He spirals today.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, so they, like, Tiki comes over and everything, and then they, like, go to the backyard. Melissa just exists to make her daughter feel uncomfortable, and then she blames Antonia for it. Like, teenagers. It's like, no, it's you, Melissa. We're annoyed, too. Okay?
She's like, yeah, Antonia had all her friends over in string bikinis at this pool yesterday.
Antonia's like, stop.
Please stop. So they start talking about the craziness at the softball game. And Melissa's like, when I went to change, there was drama. And Tracy's like, because, you know, at the tree thing, Teresa was screaming at Marge, and then she was mad at me because of something Tiki told her husband, which is I was like, I woke up, I was like, she's still on here.
Also, we should point out that Melissa did serve her signature dish, which is a bowl of iceberg lettuce topped with more iceberg lettuce. No dressing.
Such an odd thing, and nobody says anything on this show about it. That's what she does. Iceberg lettuce in a bowl. That's it.
It's just, that's all she cooks now.
I guess it's Jersey. There's not one person who can say, what the fuck is this?
Well, maybe that's why Gorga and Sons never quite lasted, or whatever that pasta place was.
Oh, that pasta place, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, too low, too low. That was it. You went too far.
Of all the things we say.
Don't bring iceberg lettuce into this. That was a business issue.
So Tracy's like, this is beyond the scope of reality for her to be upset with me for something that my husband asked.
Yeah, but you told him to ask it. Like, why are we pretending that you did not say, go ask her this thing? Which, I mean, I still don't care, really. I'm just trying to care.
But we do see a flashback of Tiki going up to Teresa and being like, hey, you're still not mad at me. She's like, no, never. So she's also full of it, too. You know.
Now, I'm not a parent, so I don't understand how this stuff works. So I understand when I throw stones at parents, it's unfair, which yeah. makes it more fun for me, actually. So... I'm not sorry before I say this. So she's saying, so, you know, my daughter, Tegan, we're just not sure because they're not sure if she's social enough for kindergarten. The fuck do you have to do to prove you're social enough for kindergarten? I mean, Jesus Christ, run for city council?
We were just
she's
concerned.
A fucking kid. Put her in kindergarten. I You'll know. Find out.
We're just concerned that she just hasn't been on TV enough, so we wanted to do that. So then the boys are throwing around football. Tiki says some stuff about running around and stuff. So then Melissa is now... He's a running back. So Melissa is... By the way, I have to say, Tiki Barber, if anyone ever had a chance, like a great escape... for, like, having Teresa mad at them as Tiki Barber, because, like, literally, if Teresa's mad at him, he can just be like, my twin said, he has an identical twin, Rhonda, right? That was a little something for the Rhonda Barber fans. But, like, if you have a twin, that's what I would just do on this show all the time. I didn't say it. It was the other one.
It was the other one. So Melissa goes into her hole. Well, I'm really worried for Antonia because she's really mopey, you know? Like, I was a rebel in high school, but it's because my dad died. I was like, okay, stop using that as a competing thing with your child. Just let her be upset about her damn knee, okay? So she's like, but I went through depression, you know? I rebelled. I was jumping out of windows and hanging out with the wrong crowd. So when I see her change her pattern, I think of all the poles she's not cleaning correctly before she jumps on them. You know, germs are a very big deal in 2022.
You know, I love that, like, she's like, I was such a rebel. And they apparently only have two photos of Melissa from her childhood. It's always the same one of her being like, and another one of her being like, I'm like, rebel. Rebel with your shiny dress.
And then that Tracy and Tiki are getting to ready to leave, and Melissa's like, oh, my God, I can't even walk from that baseball game. And Tracy's like, crazy Melissa with her sore tushy. And, of course, Gorga's like, I'll fix it.
Did somebody...
I'll fix whatever's wrong with my tool, all right?
People who brag about their tools that much need to adjust their torque. My papa... Bless, R.I.P., love you, okay? Please turn this off if you're listening to this in heaven. That fucker would offer to fix everything, okay? It always broke more, okay? The man with the toolbox in his trunk is not the man you want to fix things. Put it away, Joe.
Are you an O'Toole? So then, so now we go to ice cream. So Jackie is going to get ice cream with her kids. It's actually a very touching scene, you know, because this is like a big personal, you know, obstacle for
her. It has ice cream in it. That's what's touching. It has ice cream. That's my favorite thing in the world, ice cream.
And, you know, like, I was, like, very touched by this story. You know, like, it was shocking that she hasn't had ice cream for 20 years because, you know, of what she's been going through. And so, like, that's, to me, like, that's not, that's, like, real shit that she's going through. But I was sort of surprised that she was not up to date on some of the ice cream stuff, like... She got, like, cake batter ice cream, and, like, her mind was blown. She was like, there's pieces of cake in it. I swear to God. Oh, my God, there's cake in the ice cream.
I know.
I mean, to not eat it, but to, like, also not know anything about it. I mean, she's really, like, yeah, that was true. She's like, cake batter ice cream? I'm going to try. Hudson, what are you going to have? He's like, I'm going to have Nutella on Nutella. I was like, yes, Hudson.
And I like her ice cream melts, and she's like, wow, it looks like soup. And then her son just goes, you're like soup. It's like, whoa. Sir, this is supposed to be a touching scene.
So that's good. She does it. She goes to ice cream with her kids and everything's fine. You know, yeah. It's really good. They get down to the, you know, more serious business of giving shit to the kid who's finally growing facial hair, you know?
I know. The poor kid. Oh, puberty mustaches. We've all had them.
Melissa and Antonia go to meet this trainer at the gym, right? So Melissa is that mother. Not that takes her kid to the trainer. I mean, that's fine. But she's the mom who sits on the sidelines going,
thank you, baby Jesus. She moved her ankle. Thank you, baby Jesus.
Antonia's like, please stop.
I know. I mean, it's like you're sort of seeing, like, there's parallel stuff going on in this episode of, like, the impact that parents have on their children. And you just see Melissa on the sidelines being like, oh, that's a good butt exercise. It gives you good bubble butt. I'm like, Melissa, stop it. Stop it right now. Leave this gym and go to the iceberg lettuce convention somewhere.
We're here to mend her ACL. And Melissa's like,
more crunches, flat ass. More crunches.
And Melissa makes everything a competition. The trainer's like, hi, Antonia. And Antonia goes, hi, trainer. And Melissa's like, oh, God, look, she's nice to you.
That's because she put some romaine lettuce in her salad.
Let's see. Cheers and watches. Annoying. So Melissa's like, you know, for months she's been saying she can't work her knee, and now she is finally putting pressure on her knee. And then it cuts to Antonia, and she's like,
thank you, baby Jesus.
So then after, like, the workout, they're sort of talking, and, you know, Melissa's saying about, like, the whole thing that Melissa is doing of, like, oh, you know, Antonia, I get so upset because when I was your age, my parents moved me and I hated it. And I said, I will never, ever, ever do that to my kids. So naturally you understood why I had to move you. It's like, what?
And she's like, listen, I take ownership that I didn't take your feelings into say, whatever that means. Yeah. It's Jersey, so I'm assuming it was something nice.
Yeah.
And she said, I said, dear Jesus, please don't ruin my life because my life was ruined and then I did it. And Antonia's like, yeah, but then you had a childhood that was bad, so you didn't want my childhood to be bad. So I get it.
Good. More squats now.
I don't understand this family. So then we go to the therapist with Jackie. Here's my note. Oh, Jesus.
I know. It's a very serious therapy scene. But I did like, you know, I actually really like this Eileen. And she's basically, you know, Jackie's whole thing is she's understandably, well, maybe not rationally, but I understand. She's afraid that if, you know, she starts eating healthily, she's going to put on weight and that Evan's going to think that she's crazy and all that. And she's Eileen's like, let me ask you a question. How long have you been with Evan? She goes, 15 years. You're worried now that he thinks you're crazy? Ha! You just got Eileen'd! Oh, God, I love pulling that one. Ah, oh, works every time. Anyway, tips in the jaw. Tonight's special is a steak with a Caesar salad.
So they go, you know, they just go through the therapy. Like, I'm not going to really make fun of that too much. Although it does sound delicious. And that's when you know that I already know that I have a problem, but everything Eileen says, I'm like, so you're suggesting croissants and pizza? Do teledocking? Because I would love to discuss this with you.
By the way, how cool is it that Jackie is sharing this? This is a very, very personal journey, and it's very difficult. It's really cool she's sharing it, and it's really cool the way Evan's supporting her. So I have to say major props to her for that.
Hit Eileen. That's my note for this scene. Hit Eileen. Hit Dr. Eileen. This is Real Housewives of New Jersey. So then we go to March Senior 75th birthday. Can you believe it?
Let's just try to enjoy the day, okay? For once, it's a day without Teresa and that goddamn headless chicken, all right? It's terrifying.
So we meet Jennifer, the party planner, and she's like, guys, thank you for coming to the Manor for your event. This is the most Hungarian you could ever get, okay? We've had people try to escape events here for years. We had a war at a christening at this event. And then cut to Melissa and Joe getting ready. And Joe's like, what are you, getting ready, huh? You know, this smart senior, she probably has more sex than a normal woman. Am I right? The fuck does that even mean, Joe?
Than a normal woman. Isn't she a normal woman? So then Melissa's like, well, she rejuvenates her vagina. As if like, there it is. Whoa. Yeah.
So Frank and Dolores are getting ready, and Frank's like, I love Mark Senior.
Dolores, where are we going? Dolores, where are you?
I'm literally right in front of you, Frank.
Oh, okay. Oh. So how could you not love Mark Senior? And Dolores is like, you want to make out with her, don't you? Hey, for her birthday, maybe.
What a gift. Over at Jackie and Evan's, the nerdiest couple on this show by far, she goes,
do you like my dress? It's a Luke.
He's like, what's a Luke?
A Luke, L-E-W-K.
Why do you spell Luke Skywalker that way? Hey, remember keg parties, ragers and such? Since we're here at OSU, we should then do a drinking bong of some sort.
We were drinkers in college. Whoa, fraternity sororities.
So then Jen and Bill, Jen's like,
I'm so excited to be invited to a party.
It's like burning one little depression scrunchie at a time. Like, it's so nice to see Jen glamming up and like looking sexy in the mirror.
I'm so excited. I'm so scared, Bill.
And Bill's on the bed couch. I love that Bill is like the only person I've ever seen use the bed couch. He's just like,
I know. He really does the only one who uses it.
Like, puts his arm on it and reclines. Like, let's talk about wifey things on the reclining couch.
Well, I'm happy to come support you. If you're moving on, then I guess I'll do my best to move on too.
But obviously, Joe Gorga said you don't have a very good heart, and that's not acceptable, is it?
You know, they say the best way to get over a man is to get under the hood of your Ferrari that's been stolen.
So Jen's like,
but you texted him, didn't you?
And then we cut to Evan, and Evan's like, yeah, you know, I texted him. And he wrote back something like, you know, no problem, bro. We're going to be friends for life anyway. No big fucking deal. I love you, bro. You're a good guy. You know, the boilerplate stuff. And then we see a screenshot of the text from Bill. And it's this.
Yeah.
It's the okay sign. Like,
All. And by the way, all Evan wrote was, hey, man, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're good.
As Louis would say, three fingers, one hole.
So gross. I'm sorry, I don't.
By the way, I feel like we did not fully appreciate how excited Evan is for goulash. When he heard about that there was goulash, he's like, there's going to be goulash! In like 5 years, we've never seen Evan this excited. Like, they do so many things, but tonight he's like, oh man, it's goulash, bro.
This family's just so excited to be out of the house. You know, like that scene at the ice cream place was so touching, but I was like, these kids are just so fucking happy to not be standing in front of the garage door.
I know, that driveway. Yeah.
So Melissa is like, so how are you with Bill, Joe? And he's like, you know what? I can understand what he's going through with his wife, but you know what? I'm still mad. Like, he hadn't apologized to me, right? And I thought we had a relationship.
Yeah. He just stood there and let his wife treat his friends like shit. You don't do that. Bill needs to face it, just like a man would.
A real man would have punched you in your tiny fucking face for disrespecting his wife, sir. So then we go over to Teresa. You're not going to believe Teresa's first line. It's
shocking.
I can't believe we're moving.
They're still in the kitchen. And Melania goes over to a drawer and she's like, you know what I miss? Nona, this was a favorite role. Remember how she would take the wooden spoon and just beat me across the head with it?
Oh yeah, she liked to threaten us with the wooden spoon.
And she is like, remember that time she tried to start my hair on fire with this stove right here? Hey, missed that.
Remember the time she took my fist and plunged it into the meat slicer? Oh, it was hilarious.
Adriana's like, remember the time she tried to drown me in the sink?
Gabriella's like, and then Edgia's like,
remember the time Nona took the sack of oranges out of the fridge and beat me across the face with it?
Like the memories of abuse in this family. They're like, oh,
my heart is so warm today.
So Tree's like,
remember the squid? Remember when Nono had that squid?
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I will never forget that in my whole life. Nono pulling an entire squid out of the.
It's a great moment. So Teresa's still really trying to, like, convince everyone that this new life with Louis is going to be great. She's like, but we're going to make new memories in the new house. And she's, like, doing that thing, that ineffective, like, fanning she does with all her fingers out, like, ah. And she's like, and then, because in case you forgot how the scene started,
I can't believe that I'm moving out next week. Oh, I thought I would be here forever.
And then we get... We get flashbacks.
Well, she's like,
you know what? We don't even gotta take everything because the people who's moving in here, they're gonna take this stuff. Like this table, they're taking it. These chairs, they're taking it. That pianist, they're taking it.
They do know that there's nothing in that piano frame, right? Like,
hey. Remember that couch? Remember when you sat there yesterday? Hey, remember that banister? Remember Melania, the way you used to come down that banister? Hey, remember that foyer? Remember the time we were in the foyer when Dad was arrested for conspiracy to commit mail fraud and wire fraud and bank fraud and making statements and loan applications and bankruptcy fraud?
It was that, though. It was that, though. It was so funny because Teresa goes,
I love the foyer. That's where we had holidays.
I was like, that is so Teresa to have a holiday in her foyer.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to my home, the foyer. Do not pass the circular doors. No. But G is like, yeah, remember when Dad stood on the banister? And then it cuts to Convita up there, Joe Giudice.
I know.
Convita, Convita, Convita.
Don't cry for me, Cut Fitness. Listen, I gotta say one thing about my family. Whenever anybody's in trouble, I gotta say, this whole group is there for you in a minute. But after about 4 years, not so much, you know? I love yous all. I love yous all. People are like sad, like, aw.
And she's like, that's when the legal trouble started. But we gotta make a new memories.
Wow, lovely scene at Teresa's house. That was touching.
Beautiful.
So then we go back to the birthday party, and Marge is like, oh my God, I love that Marge Sr. and I are wearing matching outfits. You picked out the outfits. Who are you kidding? And Lexi's too. And like, you're all in the same thing.
Even Joe's wearing like a white sparkly dress at this point.
And then there's a poster that says 75 years of fabulous.
I know. So we get a lot of, from the rest of the episode, we get a lot of, come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Okay, Joe, we're going to this room, Joe. All right, we're going, Joe. Joe. Right? Yeah. Okay, come on, Joe.
Joe, look around this room. Isn't it Hungarian? Look at the flowers.
It's so
Mom,
Hungarian.
Aren't those Hungarian?
Okay, we're going to take a few steps, Joe. You ready? 1, 2. Come on, Joe.
And she has a violinist, and the violinist is like, Joe goes, Marge, how do we dance to this?
Shut up, Joe.
Joe. All right? I didn't say we're dancing it. I said we're coming on, okay?
Pig hunts, smoking our own meats. We only spoke Hungarian at home. When my grandparents passed, we lost a lot of tradition, but we have such beautiful memories. Pig hunting, pig smoking, smoking pigs, listening to violins while we ate smoked pigs. I really don't have that many memories. Are you just going to keep the camera rolling, or are we done here?
Have you ever had iced coffee served in a smoked pig skull? Delicious. Delicious. Delicious.
So, arrivals, and the violinist is now playing sexy back. Like,
yeah.
It's like the same as the saxophone guy from Teresa's big Love Scroll episode.
A lot of good supporting musical characters this season.
So if you're a party violinist in New Jersey, gotta have that sexy back ready to go.
So then Dolores walks and she goes, now this is a party. I love a good violin.
I love a good violin.
I love it. I love it. So then Frank is there. He's like, I'll have a gentleman's junk jacket. Coke, please. Which I feel like when Frank and Joe Gorga say things like gentleman's jack, I think it has a whole different meaning, you know?
And Frank's like, you think everyone's going to get a one tonight? And Bonino's like, if Joe starts up, I'm going to have to shut it down.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk up to him and say, huh, good to see you.
So Melissa's coming in. She goes, oh, this is where we had Joey's christening. Yeah, that was a rough one. How was there no cut to, you're my daughter!
They did definitely cut to it. They cut to the scene of Joe Gorga going, he ruined my life! I'm surprised a squid didn't go flying across the. So Gorga.
That would have been the way to end that scene. You're my father! And then we just see him walk across with the squid stuck to his face. Like, no, no, not taking any shit. No, no, whips out his secret weapon, the squid.
Be a man! Take the squid off your face! Teresa just still has the chicken with no head on.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then we see Marge Sr. talking to Tiki, and she's like, so, Tiki, you're going to stay tonight, right? You're going to stay awake. And Tiki's like, listen, when it turns 11 on one hand and 11 on the other hand, I turn into a pumpkin. I can't get over Tiki's two watches. Why? Why?
Tiki, thank you so much for bringing this lovely ficus. I will find a great home for it. No, that's my wife. That's my wife.
So Joe comes, and of course,
my man!
My man!
My man!
My man. There he is.
So Benigno's like, Bill's coming. You know that, right? And Frank's like, yeah. Have you spoken? Did he text back? You going to start with him again, Joe? Come on, Joe. You going to start with him, Joe?
Evan's like, yeah, I texted with him. Yeah, I texted him. I said, hey, bro, friends for life. You were the best man ever. I love hanging out with you. I'm so sorry for what happened. We shouldn't let these crazy women get in between us. I hate that this happened to us. Here, take a look. It's like a picture of, like, the ballroom dancer going like this. Yeah. That's it.
It's the eggplant emoji. That's all. So Bonino's like, listen, you guys, you can't fight here. Don't start here. I don't want any of the fights Marge started culminating at a Marge event. All right?
So, of course, this happens. I think this is like the seventh time this happened this season where they're all talking about Jen and Bill, and then Jen and Bill are always like arriving downstairs. So they're showing up to the manor, and Jen's like, here we come, baby. Let's go into the manor. And Bill's like, ready?
Yeah, Bill comes over and he's like, hello, boys. And Benigno's like, we're all right, right, Bill? And he's like, we're getting there. I'm like, what do you mean getting there? You're my boy. And Joe Gorga's over there like, eh, eh. Just like he doesn't know whether he's going to fight. He's doing that like, eh.
He's like, not sure if he wants to fight, not sure if he wants to faint because he's only had iceberg lettuce for the past 7 days. He's like, By the way, I do have to say that in the middle of this, there was a commercial, and then, like, I was, you know, like, fast-forwarding, and I got the very end of, like, the commercial break, and for some reason, it really cracked me up. It was just a commercial for Summer House, and all I heard was, I'm not gonna lie, the summer's gonna be pretty good. And then just as, like, back to the manor, I was like, wow, that, like, random dash of Carl really spiced up this party.
Hey, Marge Senior, you look great, by the way. You look great.
I don't know if you caught this week of Summer House. It was pretty good. My white pants were attacked, so it's pretty good. Pretty big summer for me.
Yeah.
So Frank's like, I see Joe coming. Joe's coming over. Okay, now listen, I know Joe. Joe expects an apology. Quite honestly, he doesn't deserve an apology. All right, but you know what? Frankly, he doesn't deserve a house. He doesn't deserve a lot, but he's got it, you know?
So then, so then Gorga comes over and he's like, hey, Bill, what's up? What's going on, Bill?
Ready to fight. And Bill's like,
what's going on, big guy?
How you doing? How you doing? I'm good. How you doing up there?
I miss softball. My bad. I had surgery.
Next time, tell me when you're playing a ball that's a little more hard.
Next time, text me when you're catching. Bat boy.
So Frank's like, listen, I've been testing you, all right? I get one-word answers back. Like, listen, we don't like dissension among the men's. Okay?
Joe Gorka's like, huh? Dissension? So Bill's like,
well, you know, the issue is that when you texted the fuck you, I was like, is this figurative? Is this literal? It was confusing and tantalizing. I'm sorry.
Well, look, Joe, you know what? I mean, look, Bill, you know what? We're men's, so I'm going to say it to your face, all right?
My face is over here, Joe.
Where is it at?
Follow the Marge Teeny.
Where is it at? There he is. That's me, you idiot. Where is it at?
So he's like, listen, I absolutely understand my wife was out of place with kicking you out, but a lot of stuff happened before that leading up to it. We don't know if COVID was over. We didn't know if Britney would be freed. Lady Gaga was snubbed for an Oscar. Hard times, bros, am I right?
It's almost like the only thing you can look forward to anymore is turning on the Oscars and seeing Will Smith for the next 10 years.
Just a random, random topical moment.
And then you leave us. You leave us a boys' night, bro. Come on.
And he's like, well, sometimes we get involved in women's issues and we learn our lessons. When Donald Trump was elected, I wore a vagina hat to work and almost got run off the road.
So Gorga's like,
hey, so maybe it was wrong on my part. Sometimes the women have stupid arguments, unlike the men who have real important arguments. Hey, pass a martini, please. Hey, we're not going to be like that, like those stupid women, right? It's all good. Women stupid, men smart, am I right?
Bro, from now on, we're only going to have stupid arguments with the women, all right? Not about the women, all right?
Hey, come on, come on, come on, come on, Bill. We miss you, all right? We miss you. Come on, get in here, get in here.
He's like, so Gorga's like, all right, so what are you gonna do to get back into the group now, Bill?
I'm gonna kiss your ass like you did to Frank on that golf course.
Gorga,
just
like,
make sure I don't have a scalpel in my hand. I'll tattoo Bill's bitch.
Whoa, whoa, Bill, what's up with the open mouth, huh?
Bill's that guy, you're like, Bill is so quiet. Bill, talk more. And then he does, and you're like...
yeah, his, like, bro talk is a little off. It's hilarious. Like, ooh, I'm going to make you my bitch, and I'm going to scalpel my name into your butt.
It's like, Bill... Start with lunch.
Bro.
Start with lunch, buddy. Jeez. So Jen's like, they're getting along over there. It's going to be a good night.
It's a Hungarian miracle, baby.
So, Jen, she's like,
listen, I'm sorry I was late. There was terrible traffic on the Garden State Parkway three-way freeway.
Margaret. Yeah, well, it's shore traffic. Listen, everyone's going down the shore.
Who's going down on my husband? I'll kill him, baby Jesus!
No, not going down on the short. They're going down the shore. Yeah, you know, I haven't been down the shore since we were all together. You know, taking care of my mother. The thing where I saw David in the hallway that time.
I'm telling you... there is no way I'm letting this vacation, this summer end without a vacation, even though we had a vacation yesterday and the day before that too.
So they're gonna go to Nashville because that's where everybody's going lately. And Frank's like, did you guys hear about the Lord's suggestion? Get out for it.
I go.
And so Melissa's like, let's just go somewhere where we can all drink. I'm like, America.
I mean, shit, this is America. They give you alcohol in church.
Yeah. So Dolores goes, you know where everyone's going these days? Nashville.
So Tracy,
breaking news, everyone.
The tourism board of Nashville is like, could you try that again? Where everybody's going. Nashville.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody might know your name, but probably doesn't.
So Tracy's like, well, what about Teresa? Is Teresa going to come? Did you invite Teresa? Did you send Teresa an invitation?
And Marge goes, no, she said my ass is jiggly. If I stopped inviting everyone who thought my ass was jiggly out, I would never go anywhere. I never go anywhere.
So then Jackie's like, that's mean. By the way, did you guys hear about cake batter and ice cream? It's crazy.
So Margaret's like, look, at the end of the day...
At the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the life of the poor. There are troubles, there are poor.
Well, at the end of the day, she insults the way I look. She ruined Tracy's event, and she got chicken blood all over home plate, okay? It's disgusting. Disgusting.
I mean, she was mad at me for something that my husband said.
Shut up, Tracy. So Dolores is like, listen, she said to me she doesn't want to fight. And Marge is like, you know, but you're making excuses for her, Dolores. She's like, I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to come up with other reasons that we can go to the place where everyone goes.
Nashville.
You know what? She puts men on a pedestal. That's what she does. Even men that treat her like shit, she puts on a fucking pedestal like a husband. Like a husband. And Dolores goes, listen, guys, I'm not making an explanation for Teresa. She can stand up for herself. I see some sort of potato wrapped in another potato over there. Disgust.
So then Marge Sr. is now talking to Frank, and she's like, you guys are like family. Frank's like, yeah, well, right now she calls me family, but later she's going to call me Pappy, am I right? Pappy, Delore.
So they move to the dining room for everyone moves to the dining room for dinner, and Marge is just walking around going, oh, my God, hi. You okay over there? Oh, Serena. Hi, Serena. How you doing, hon? Good to see you here. Oh, my God, do you like it? Look at these flowers. Aren't they Hungarian? Look at this. It's Hungarian food. Look at that. It's Hungarian.
All of this. All of this. And so...
And Jen goes,
goulash. Sounds like something somebody eats in jail.
That's gulag, but that's fine. So... So
gulag goulash.
So then Jackie has another moment where she's like, gosh, I can't wait to get to the point where I can just like go to a buffet and just enjoy it. And where I want to be like, I just want to be like Jennifer. And they cut to Jennifer being like, it's good goulash, baby. She's just like rhapsodying. Goulash.
Jackie's like, what's a wiener schnitzel?
Someone goes, we don't know. So they're, you know, they're eating at the buffet and stuff. Okay, so then the DJ's like, are you guys excited to see your guest of honor tonight? Please help welcome the one and only Marge Sr. And just Marge is like, hello, everybody. Thank
Hi,
you. Thank
hello.
You so much. Thank you.
It's wonderful to see you. If you look under your seats, you all have some Snickers creamer. Enjoy. So they do a toast to Marge Sr., which is great. And, you know, Marge starts, you know, reflecting about, like, I can't believe we've come full circle. I mean, look at this. She left on a little bike, and now here she is at the manor. I'm surprised no one's thrown a chicken at her head already.
You know, my mother was so inspiring to me, and I just want to say, you know, I give her a lot of shit, you know, in print and on camera, but... Marge Sr. has never made me feel like I can't do something. If I would say, Mom, I don't want to go to school today, she always had that, I rode to Austria on a bicycle to escape communism.
Yes.
And I would just stop complaining right away.
I mean, that really is the biggest
can't
thing.
Beat that one.
That really tops the whole, I had to walk to school in the snow.
So then Jennifer has like a moment of reflection. She's like, wow, you know, for so long I thought, Marge was heartless and didn't care about family, was a craven slut, probably murdered people, stupid bitch, can't stand her spreading lies, open up family wounds, killing people, being the worst person in the entire world. But she's nice to her mom. So maybe we're sort of alike. Maybe.
Be honest. You saw that she carries Snickers creamer in her purse. And you realize nobody who carries Snicker creamers in their purse can be all that bad, you know?
So now it's time to roll out the cake.
Oh, God. Then we get this bitch. The happy birthday singer.
I cannot with this.
He's like, I will see your Countess Luann and your Candace Dillard, and I will raise you a me.
Never ask. As a show tune love, never ask your show tune loving queen to sing happy birthday at the party. Because you know that's what happens. She's like, oh my God, Trevor, you love to sing. Why don't you sing happy birthday at the party? Mom's going to love that. She loves your voice. But then Marge is trying to sing happy birthday after she gives her speech. Go for it. You be Marge.
Okay. All right. Everyone, I want everyone to raise a glass because we're going to toast to Marge Senior, a wonderful person who rode a bike before it was cool, okay? She doesn't care about Mr. Big. She gets on that bike, okay? She's a biker. She survives communism, and it's also her birthday. Happy birthday, Marge Senior.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy. And no one loves it more than Melissa's mom, who's just like, ah.
And Marge is like, happy birthday. Like, girl. I mean, that topped Candace Dillard, and that is something.
Yeah.
Needs more poncho. Needs more poncho, the Luann.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Like a car trying to start really bad. It's like...
Donna's just still clapping along.
It's great.
So Marge Sr.'s like, this has been the best night of my life. Well, after you were born, Margaret. Oh, that was probably number five. Let's be honest. I've had some great sex. Okay.
Next time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Moving day.
I can't believe I'm moving.
Where's my sausage stuffer, you dumb bitch?
Jackie just getting thrown off a bowl.
Jackie Sorry. Thrown off a bowl. We see Heather Dubrow over there turning the bowl up.
You said I spread the rumors about Louis. You're a big, disgusting liar, Teresa.
Bye.
And scene. Thank you.
Thank
very
you,
much.
Everyone, so much.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.